Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Finnish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, Finnish, French, German, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Suomalainen tanssi on rytmistä liikettä ja sykkivää musiikkia. Sanotaan, että sen sisäinen sanoma on: olen iloinen, kun saan vain olla kanssasi. Tervetuloa taiteelliset katsojat tämän päivän valaisevan viihteen pariin, missä tutustumme hurmaavaan suomalaiseen tanssiin yhdessä kansantanssiryhmä Katrillin ja tanssiyhdistys Zoomin kanssa. Vuonna 1975 perustettu kansantanssiryhmä Katrilli on tunnettu nykyaikaisen kansantanssin edelläkävijä. Se on myös eräs Suomen arvostetuimmista kansantanssikokoonpanoista, esittäen sekä perinteisiä kappaleita että uusia koreografioita. Katrillin tanssi kumpuaa sekä osanottajien innosta, taidosta että lahjakkuudesta. Katrilli on kuuluisa myös monipuolisista asuistaan ja kansanmuusikoiden soittamasta elävästä musiikista. Herra Eero Hietanen, kansantanssiryhmä Katrillin ohjaaja, ja herra Panu Helke, muusikko ja taiteellinen johtaja, kertovat meille, mitä suomalainen kansantanssi on ja miten luova ryhmä on kehittänyt sitä.
Finnish folk dance is very large diversity of different kind of dances, and Finland is mixture from East and from Western cultures. First pair dances came to Finland 17th century, and they came from Eastern Europe, Polska, and from France, this minuet, and they came through Sweden to Finland. And then contra dances came both from East and West, and there are very large scale of different kind of contra dances, like quadrilles in Finland. Later came new dances like polka and waltz, and they came in 19th century. So there are very large scale of different dances, and one unique feature in Finnish dance is that men and women parts are very equal. Everybody dance together. Finnish folk dance, you can say it's art form. There's traditionally Finnish folk dance, which is on stage, that the stories are mostly from tradition, and the stories tells about wedding traditions or something like work traditions from older lives, and love stories are often told folk dancing. Also, modern stories are told in folk dance way.
When we come to folk music, I think one thing that is quite unique is the song, the singing culture. For example, those poems that are in our national epic Kalevala, that kind of sung music is quite unique in Europe. That is part of the older tradition. Then when instrumental folk music that we nowadays play has come to Finland, it has come through Sweden, and also many of the instruments like violin and clarinet have come through the West. We have this both this Western and Eastern tradition.
Tanssiyhtiö Zoomi perustettiin vuonna 1998. Se on suomalainen tanssiryhmä, joka yhdistää perinteistä ja modernia kansantanssia. Zoomin ammattitanssijoilla on ollut yli 20 ensi-iltaa, ja he ovat esiintyneet lukuisilla suomalaisilla ja kansainvälisillä lavoilla. Zoomi esiintyi Euroviisujen laulukilpailun 2007 semifinaaleissa Helsingin areenalla. Yhdistäen taidon ja pätevyyden herkkyyteen ja huumoriin, Zoomin taiteilijat yhdistävät erilaisia tanssiperinteitä ja elementtejä luoden uusia ja jännittäviä kokemuksia. Heidän mottonsa on juuret perinteessä, pää pilvissä. Neiti Reetta-Kaisa Iles, koreografi ja tanssija tanssiyhtiö Zoomista, kertoo myös suomalaisesta kansantanssista ja ryhmänsä innovatiivisesta työstä.
Folk dance is always a social dance. So we take this social thing, but we can add different kind of movements in it. We try to see the folk dance from different angles. From Russia's side in, comes these rhythmic characteristic styles, and we use those, you know, like lots of stepping and lots of rhythms. And from the Sweden side, we have these more softer things that go around and continue, and there's this magic feeling of just going and floating. In Zoomi, we have this wish to kind of like go over the border of the audience and the performer, somehow to get this feeling of dance and feeling of movement and feeling of being together, to go over this line so that people can relate to that. They recognize something from themselves, kind of like, oh, this is familiar, this is part of me.
Kun palaamme, opimme lisää suomalaisen kansanmusiikin universaalista viehätysvoimasta ja nykyaikaisesta tanssista. Olkaa hyvä ja pysykää Supreme Master Television kanavalla.
Folk music was from the beginning very nice because I found that we could play it anywhere. We could go just in the park to play, we could go to a cafe and start to play, or to some company where people are doing their work, and a kind of surprise people with that, but then find out that they are very delighted to hear this music. That's a good point in this folk art.
Tervetuloa takaisin valaisevan viihteen pariin. Kansanmusiikin ja tanssin kauneus voi löytyä sen kaiken kattavasta hengestä. Tähän taiteen muotoon voivat kaikki yhteisön jäsenet osallistua juhlimalla yhdessä. Tämä pätee sekä suomalaisen kansanmusiikin menneisyyteen että nykyisyyteen.
Folk dances are originally social dances in communities and in villages in all over in Finland, and they have a big role in different festivities like weddings or the midsummer fest. We want to bring this dancing more like to our everyday life, because people should have time together in this modern society, and dance is a very good way to spend time together.
I think the dance has been really important to Finnish people, because that's the place where they can open up to each other and relax. So when you dance with people, you get this feeling of relating to each other and communicating without words.
You can start folk dancing very easily, from very easy steps. Everybody can join dancing, even if they know only a very little about it. Many dances are very formal, that you have a certain steps you make in this dance, and you do it in a certain style. Everything is very organized.
But when people are just dancing for their own fun, it doesn't have to be so much formalized and strict, that everybody can do it in their own style and be together. You can have a certain element of highly stylistic way of doing it, but then also this folksy way of just having fun.
Minkälainen asema on suomalaisella kansantanssilla on modernissa yhteiskunnassa? Taiteilijat Katrillista ja Zoomista kertovat näkemyksestään.
I think the art is the best way to celebrate this life. When you go to see a performance, you can relate to the people and you can see yourself, and this is life, and you get different things out from it, and you can leave your worries outside, then you can kind of like go through them and see them from outside, and then maybe realize something about life and yourself.
The role of the folk music and dance is the expression of the inner self of the people, like with any art, and bringing that to contact with other people and their inner selves also through this expression. It's quite important, because much of these emotions and other things are not so evident in everyday life, but through these kind of art forms you can really bring yourself out and see that, well, all the people are the same, there's no need to be afraid and so strict about the behavior, and it's easier to understand also other people through these kind of ways of expression. So this brings the true values of human life.
Folk dance is dance for everyone.
Nauttikaamme nyt tästä Suomen Katrilli kansantanssiryhmän esityksestä. Kiitollisuutemme ja parhaimmat onnittelumme tanssiyhtiö Zoomille ja kansantanssiryhmä Katrillille niiden suomalaisen kansantanssin loistavan ja elävän maailman kautta yleisölle välittämistä ilon ja harmonian tunteista.
Saadaksesi lisätietoa tanssiyhtiö Zoomista ja kansantanssiryhmä Katrillista, ole hyvä ja vieraile osoitteessa www.zoomi.com ja www.katrilli.fi. Zoomi Dance Company, www.zoomi.com. Katrilli kansantanssiryhmä, www.katrilli.fi.
Kiitos katsojille mukavasta seurasta tämänkertaisen jaksomme valaisevaa viihdettä ohjelman parissa. Seuraavaksi on vuorossa viisauden sanoja heti huomionarvoisten uutisten jälkeen täällä Supreme Master -television kanavalla. Olkoon henkesi aina iloinen koko elämäksi kutsutun tanssin ajan. Thank you, viewers, for your pleasant company on this edition of Enlightening Entertainment. Up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May your spirit always be happy throughout the dance called life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.